From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Nuclear Control Institute warning that states whose waters are used to transport nuclear waste have the right to use force to prevent this. New research reveals that smoking fathers can cause cancer in children. And a return to the study of the slave trade. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Washington-based Nuclear Control Institute says nations not consulted in advance have the right under international law to block passage of highly radioactive waste through their maritime zones. In a statement released today, NCI says the right of coastal nations to use force to divert such shipments make it imperative for agreement on an international set of rules to govern the transport of ultra-hazardous cargoes. Professor John Van Dyke of the University of Hawaii Law School, in a paper prepared for the institute, says affected nations will have proper grounds to use force to prevent the ships from passing through their maritime zones. He says the shipment of highly poisonous radioactive waste material leaves a number of unanswered questions.
They're in containers that have not been fully tested. There is no contingency plan to retrieve these should there be a sinking. There have not been proper tests related to high-intensity fires for these shipments.